Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saturday, Israel called for Palestinians in more areas of Gaza's southern city of Rafah to evacuate and head to what it calls an expanded humanitarian area. Reuters correspondent Elin Rubens.
In a post on social media site X, a military spokesperson called on residents and displaced people in 12 neighborhoods in the enclave to go immediately to the shelters west of Gaza City. These evacuations follow overnight Israeli jet strikes across the enclave. The latest evacuation orders came hours after internationally mediated ceasefire talks appeared to falter, with Hamas saying Israel's rejection of the truce offer returned things to square one. Israel says it wants to reach a deal under which hostages would be released in exchange for the freeing of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, but that it is not prepared to end the military offensive, which was triggered by a Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on October 7th.
Local officials said on Saturday several people were killed and wounded in three separate Ukrainian drone and artillery strikes on the Russian border provinces of Belgorod and Kursk and the city of Donetsk. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam.
The strikes killed five people in all and several more were wounded, according to officials from those regions. Separately, a Russian-installed official in Ukraine's Luhansk region said the death toll from a missile strike that caused a large fire at an oil depot had risen to four, with many more injured. Russia's defense ministry said earlier on Saturday that it had intercepted a string of attempted Ukrainian strikes on its territory, saying forces had downed 21 rockets and 16 drones across Russia's border regions.
That's Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reporting. The Russian defense ministry says that Moscow forces captured five villages in a renewed ground assault in northern Ukraine. Journalists and